بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So in today's episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, we want to talk about the world and the hereafter. Some believe that focusing or much focusing on the hereafter, distract us from this world. Although, according to ahadith and the sayings and the statements of the Holy Prophet and the Imams, there are so many mercies and blessings in this world. What's your answer to that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is true to say that the hereafter life is more important, is more significant, is even more precious. And that is true. But does it mean that we should forget about this world and we should only focus on the hereafter life? And this world is not important, it has no importance. Is it true? No, of course not. Why? Because that unlimited pleasures and happiness and prosperity that we can achieve in the hereafter life is dependent on our deeds in this world. So that's why this world is, of course, again, has the same importance as the hereafter life, because each and every blessings that we are going to achieve in the hereafter life that cannot be achieved except for the case that we should do good things, good deeds in this world. So that's why from this perspective, we can say that this world is like a golden opportunity for a mu'min, for a true believer, to make use of this golden opportunity to achieve both prosperity and happiness in this world as well as the hereafter life. So they are not completely separated from each other. Rather, they are relevant to each other, related to each other. If someone cannot live truly in this world, of course, he will not join a better life, a prosperous life in the hereafter. So that's why we should look at this world, at this earthly life, as a kind of golden chance, golden opportunity that we have to make use of it. If we look at this way to this world, then we can make use of this world better and we can enjoy our life in this world. As well as this, that we will not forget about the hereafter life, and we will be focusing on both this world and the hereafter life.
So how we can make this world as a good bridge to the other world? I mean, so many mu'mineen, believers all across the world ask that, okay, this world is full of, mundane and materialistic attractions, okay?
Yes.
So how we can benefit from this mundane materialistic world in order to make the most in the other world, in the hereafter, in the akhirah?
Yes. First of all, I think we should correct our worldview. I mean, we should have a true worldview in regards with this universe and this earthly life and worldly life. I mean that if we see that, of course, in this world, sometimes we have some sort of natural or instinctive, what you can say, it's kind of desires, natural desires that we have towards different things in this world. But at the same time, according to the Islamic Sharia, we have some sort of limitation, restrictions on our, let's say, deeds that we cannot, for example, approach towards each and every, for example, desires. That is why, of course, we have to put some limits on ourselves. But now the question is that what is the purpose? What is the main objective behind these limitations that we should observe in our life? This is, again, it goes to this point that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance to live in this world. And this chance is a kind of test, a kind of examination. At the same time, this test or this examination itself is a rahmah, is a mercy, is a bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because life itself is a chance.
Yes.
And whatever we do in this life to achieve a better life in the hereafter is again kind of chance.
Yes.
So that's why sometimes we might face some kind of hardships, challenges, difficulties in this life. So those difficulties and those challenges that we might suffer from in this world, they are also again kind of mercy, kind of ni'mah, and kind of bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they perfect ourselves, they get us closer and closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the one, in English we say that if there is no pain, there is no gain.
Yes.
So that is why these pains or these difficulties that we might face in our life, they are again a kind of opportunities, because by the help of those kind of hardships, or by these kind of challenges that we face, we will improve better, we will perfect better, we will get more and more closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why if we have a good, a true world view regarding this world, regarding this earthly life, then of course we would be able to better understand what to do in this world, and how should we make use of all the opportunities, all the blessings that we are, that we have in this world. This is the way that we should look at both the hereafter life and this earthly and worldly life.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
From the other side, we got some people who are really, we can say, they have a prosperous life in this world. For example, they become rich. They are mu'min. At the same time, they become much, much rich, okay?
Yeah.
So I think they are more on the verge of being distracted from the right path because of this materialistic, mundane world. But we have so many believers who are tradesmen, who are businessmen, who have good life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they want to abide by the Islamic rulings. What would be the practical examples for them?
Yeah, there's a very nice story about a king. Mm-hmm. He was about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the people that, "I want to choose someone to be my successor, then the next king after
yes.
me."
Okay.
And he asked if someone want to be the king after me, he has to sleep one night in my grave.
Okay.
And then a person came to the, finally a person was found, and he told the king that, "I will sleep inside your grave one night." And then the king said, "Okay, please go and sleep there." This person was a very poor person. And when he slept in the grave at night, during the night, he saw the angels. And they started asking him. This person had only one donkey in his life.
Okay.
Then the angels asked him that, "Okay, how did you live in this world? What did you have?" He said, "Okay, I had nothing. I was so much poor. You know that I had nothing, and I lived as a poor person in this world." Then the angels start asking about the donkey of this man, asked him that, "Okay, you did such and such with your king at that date, at that day, at that place." Lots of details about misbehavior of him with the donkey.
Yes.
And then he woke up in the morning, he came to the king and said that, "I had only one donkey in my life. When the angels started asking me about my treatment with the donkey, I didn't have any answer, any response. So if I become a king, how can mm-hmm. I answer the angels on that night when I go to my grave?" That's why he refrained from becoming a king.
Yes.
So this story tells us that, you know, yeah, of course, sometimes you might think that, yeah, only the rich people mm-hmm. are very much supposed to, for example, commit sins and to... Yes. to destroy, for example, their own, for example, affairs and lives.
Yes.
No, it's not true. Sometimes we are the poorest people.
Yes.
But the only things that we have, few things that we have.
Yes.
Sometimes when the angels asked in details about
yes.
our treatment, our behavior mm-hmm. with those things,
yes.
they would not have a response.
That's right.
That is why for both rich and poor,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult in
That's
this
right.
world to live. Yeah, but of course, sometimes there would be a poor person who live very prosperously.
Yes.
I mean, spiritually very
yes.
prosperous, very happy. And at the okay. same time, we might have some rich people. They are again very enjoying a very prosperous life, a
yes.
very happy life, living in accordance with the Islamic Sharia.
But they are not dependent on the materialistic
yeah. Yeah,
world.
Course.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a beautiful hadith. I think it's from Prophet Muhammad. It says that poverty is the main source of corruption. So we can say in a society, the prosperity and the salvation of the people also very much depends on their materialistic world too. I mean, the Islamic states and the administrations has to think seriously about the financial and economical
conditions of the people.
True.
It is okay. the responsibility of the Islamic, for example, government and the Islamic states to provide the people with all the things that they need, you know? Of course, poverty itself is not good.
Yes.
Yeah, but we cannot say that the poverty can cause, for example, all the mischievous kind of actions or all the sins
yes.
are just due to the poverty. No, sometimes
yes.
richness is also the same problem. But of course, as you rightly mentioned, it is the duty of Muslims to become, to have a good life, to have a prosperous life.
Yes.
To have a dignified life. You know, when you want to have dignity, of course, you have to have a good life. Otherwise, there will be no dignity for you.
Yes.
That's why, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةِ لِلَّهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ So that's
mm-hmm.
why the Holy Quran says that the mu'min should be aziz.
Yes.
Should have dignity.
Right.
So this izzah and dignity mm-hmm. Cannot come out of poverty.
That's right.
That's why Muslim ummah, Muslim nation must be must enjoying a very prosperous and good
yes.
life, of course, in accordance with
yes.
the Islamic Sharia.
And we have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts His mercy and blessings and some of the sustenance, rizq of the people in the people around. I mean, living
yes,
in solitary life, because I think that there are some religious people, because especially the extremists and the radical one, they think that being away from the people and having a solitary life, for example, being away from the society, only focusing on you yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might make you prosperous. So let's leave this world aside and let's just, for example, go to a place alone, being away far away from the people. And then we will reach more proximity or closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No,
do you believe in this?
That's not true. You know, because we had Ashab al-Suffa, some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gathered in a place called Suffa. And they left their families, their children, their, let's say, social life, isolated themselves in that specific area. When the Prophet heard about these people, Prophet directly went to these people and told them that it is not Islam. In Islam, we do not have rahbaniyya.
Uh-huh.
We do not have these kind of things that you are doing. That is why from the Islamic perspective, we have a very nice hadith. Says that man ahabbahu Allah istakhdamahu. Says that the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him or her in the service of the people.
That's right.
If you serve the people, if you become a servant for the people, helping the people, supporting the people, providing the people with what they need,
yes.
this is the best ibadah, this is the best worship. It perfects you, it improves you a lot, it will get you more and more closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more pleased with you if you live in the society, within
That's
the
right.
society, helping the people, supporting the people, giving services to the people. This is the ni'mah, this is
That's
the
right.
worship, yeah.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, the materialistic world and the hereafter, which one to focus on. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information on this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs and our previous episodes, visit our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanat.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن